اللهم صل وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. It gives me great pleasure to visit the brothers, salam wa rahmatullah, visit the brothers here in Buffalo, New York, and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless them for their sincere efforts and to continue to bestow His bounties upon the community here. Indeed, establishing a Salafi Masjid is from the tawfiq, is from the success that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given the community to have a Salafi Masjid, a Masjid upon the Sunnah, calling to the Sunnah, calling the masses to the correct understanding and implementation of the religion. This is from the bounties of Allah. And I ask the brothers to remind myself and the brothers to be grateful and turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla in that gratitude. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When your Lord declared that if you are grateful, I will increase you. So I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to increase you from His blessings. To have a Salafi Masjid is a blessing. It is a tremendous blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ. In the houses that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given permission that they are raised. So this is one of the houses that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed the brothers to raise. And the reality is, you don't have this in many places around the country. Maybe even in the city itself, you have masajid, but masajid that are calling to the Sunnah, masajid that are calling to Salafiyya. That's something that you don't have in many places, many cities and many countries. You have places that don't have Salafi masjids where people can hear the Tawheed of Allah, the Tawheed of Allah, and hear the Sunnah of the Beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, this is not something that we can be neglectful for. You go to different cities and you find masjids that are upon bid'ah, masjids that are calling people to shirk, masjids that are calling, or masajid that are calling people to bid'ah. And subhanAllah, a house of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you're calling the people to shirk. The very reason why we came into the fold of Islam, the very reason why we worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you have masajid that are calling people to shirk, and you have masajid that are calling people to bid'ah. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, what would be their affair with Allah Azza wa Jalla? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa radd." Whoever invents in this affair that which is not from it, it is rejected. So for people to attend a masjid that they're learning that which is rejected, it's rejected. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, what is in front of the individual when their salat has been rejected? Because it wasn't in accordance to the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their siyam has been rejected. It wasn't in accordance to the Sunnah of the Messenger. We know the hadith of the individual who entered into the masjid and prayed incorrectly in the presence of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he finished and he came, approached the Prophet and gave salam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Irja fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli." Go back and pray. You have not prayed. Go back and pray. You have not prayed. So the individuals that pray in opposition to the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they get rewarded as fulfilling the prayer. They get rewarded as fulfilling the prayer, meaning you can't take them out of the fold of Islam. They're not taken out of the fold of Islam, but in terms of the great reward of the prayer, they don't receive it because it is not in accordance to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the proof of that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it to that individual three times: "Go back and pray. You have not prayed yet. You have not prayed yet." You know, so this is something which is very important. This is something which is very important, you know, and it's a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal to have a community, to have a masjid in your community that calls to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calls to the Tawheed. So masajid, you don't hear the word Tawheed. You hear the word Tasawwuf. You hear the word, a different type of adhkar that are not legislated in the religion. You know, celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, celebrating Isra wal Mi'raj, celebrating this, celebrating that, has no place in the religion. And the people that attend those masajid, they feel that they are upon the correct path. They feel that they're upon the correct path, but it is rejected by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know the hadith of the basin The Prophet ﷺ said he will approach the basin on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and there will be people that approach that try to drink from it, and they will be prevented from drinking from it by the Malaika. And the Prophet ﷺ said, these are my followers. And the angels will say, لا تدري ما أحدث من بعدك. The angels will say, you don't know that which they invented after you. So the affair of innovation is something, is dangerous. It's very dangerous, the affair of innovation. People doing acts of worship for years and it not receiving the full reward. Them doing actions of worship that they're thinking they're getting closer to Allah, and they're not getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now you can't take them out of the fold of Islam because they're Muslim and they think that they're doing that which is correct. But in terms of getting the absolute complete reward, they're not getting the complete reward. So they're not getting the complete reward for those acts. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing, and I advise the community to be patient. To be patient upon the sunnah. As the Salaf used to say, Isbir nafsaka ala sunnah. You know, keep yourself patient upon the sunnah. You know, and the Prophet ﷺ said, Bada Islamu ghariban wa sayyaudu ghariban fatuba lil ghuraba. Islam began as something strange and it will return to being something strange. May glad tidings be for the strangers. So the people that ascribe to Salafiyah, the people that hold on to the deen, the people that say, Qala Allah, Qala Rasul, Qala Sahaba, this is what Allah said, this is what the Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what the Sahaba said, this is what the Sahaba did, they're considered strangers these days. But the Prophet ﷺ said, glad tidings for the strangers. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ said, informed us that there will be a time things will become unclear, fitna, different callers. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Alaykum bis sunnati, hold on to my sunnah. Addu alayha bin nawadhij, bite onto it with your molar teeth. So I advise my brothers and my sisters to be patient. Be patient. Remain upon the sunnah. Remain upon the tawheed. Learn your religion. You know, take time to learn the religion. Study the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sweetness of iman. This is the salvation in this life and the next. Learning your religion. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرٌ يُفَقِهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whoever Allah wants good for, gives them understanding of the religion. Not a new car, not a new house. Those things are nice, but that's not an indication that Allah wants good for you. Because we have neighbors that are non-Muslims, and they have nicer cars than we do. They have nicer houses than we do. They have better jobs and promotions in those jobs than we do. So that can't be, worldly gain cannot be an indication that Allah wants good for you. If Allah gives you understanding of the religion, that's an indication that Allah wants good for you. So this is my advice to myself and my brothers, and I apologize for the short, brief reminder, but my family is in the car and they have a ride over me. Allah knows best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak on Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.
Inshallah, I'll visit you, brothers.